Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Space Barons, by Will Collier, explores the modern private space race through the ambitions, strategies, and rivalries of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Set against the backdrop of a transformed aerospace landscape, the book traces how two tech-era founders pushed beyond government, led exploration, and reframed space as an arena for rapid iteration, commercial competition, and long-horizon human settlement. It examines the origins of SpaceX and Blue Origin, the culture each company built, and the broader ecosystem of launch providers, regulators, contractors, and public agencies that both enabled and resisted change. Along the way, it highlights how reusable rockets, vertically integrated engineering teams, and an aggressive approach to cost and schedule reshaped expectations for what spaceflight could look like. Rather than treating space as distant science fiction, the book presents it as a real industrial frontier where ideology, capital, engineering constraints, and personality collide, raising urgent questions about safety, governance, access, and who gets to define humanity's next chapter beyond Earth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, two visions for a spacefaring future. A central theme is the contrast between the motivations and end goals of Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. The book frames Musk as driven by urgency and existential risk, emphasizing a push toward Mars settlement and rapid progress even when the path is turbulent. Bezos is often presented as playing a longer game, focused on building enduring infrastructure in space so that heavy industry can move off Earth and support a large, sustained human presence. These visions shape what each leader prioritizes, target destinations, timelines, and the balance between near-term business and long-term civilization building. The narrative shows how mission statements influence engineering choices, hiring, and internal culture. It also explores how each founder communicates to the public and to stakeholders, turning big ideas into recruiting tools and fundraising leverage. By comparing the two approaches side by side, the book illustrates that the private space race is not only about technology or profits. It is also a contest of philosophies about stewardship, growth, and the role of entrepreneurs in setting agendas once dominated by national space agencies. Secondly, reusability and the new economics of launch. The book highlights how reusability became a defining lever for changing the cost structure of access to orbit. It discusses the logic behind landing and reflighting boosters, why it is difficult, and why it matters for cadence, pricing, and mission flexibility. Reusability is portrayed not as a single innovation, but as a system of engineering, operations, and iteration, landing legs, guidance, refurbishment workflows, and a willingness to treat rockets as recoverable assets rather than expendable hardware. The narrative also shows how a focus on reusability pressures competitors and reshapes customer expectations, including commercial satellite operators and government buyers. Lower launch costs can unlock new markets, but the book emphasizes that the path is not linear. Setbacks, failures, and regulatory scrutiny are part of the story, and progress depends on both technical execution and organizational learning. By framing rockets as products that improve through repeated flights, the book ties spaceflight to a modern manufacturing mindset, where learning curves, supply chains, and operational tempo become as important as pure performance. Thirdly, company culture, leadership style, and engineering execution. A major topic is how leadership temperament and organizational culture translate into real outcomes in hardware development. The book contrasts intense, high-pressure execution models with slower, methodical approaches, examining how each can succeed or fail depending on goals and constraints. It emphasizes that rockets are not built only by brilliant ideas. They are built by teams working within deadlines, budgets, test regimes, and safety expectations. The narrative explores how founders influence decision-making speed, tolerance for risk, and willingness to redesign. It also considers how talent is attracted and retained in environments where purpose is a motivating force, but burnout and churn can be real costs. The book pays attention to the practical mechanics of innovation, rapid prototyping, vertical integration, supplier management, and iterative testing. It suggests that the decisive advantage often lies in turning feedback into changes quickly and building an organization that can absorb failures without losing momentum. In this view, the private space race is as much a management and systems engineering story as it is a story of charismatic entrepreneurs. Fourthly, government partnerships, contracts, and the politics of space. The book examines how private ambitions intersect with public institutions, especially through launch contracts, regulatory approvals, and collaboration with national space programs. Rather than depicting government as a simple obstacle, it shows a complex relationship. Government agencies can be customers, partners, and gatekeepers at the same time. Contracts provide revenue and credibility, but they also impose requirements that shape design choices and operational processes. The narrative considers how newcomers challenged traditional aerospace incumbents, provoking political pushback and debates about reliability, pricing, and national security. It also addresses the role of policy in determining who can launch, how ranges are managed, and how safety and environmental concerns are handled. By focusing on these interactions, the book clarifies that commercial space is not a purely free market arena. It is a regulated domain tied to public risk and geopolitical priorities. Understanding this landscape helps explain why technical success alone is insufficient. Winning often requires mastering procurement, compliance, and public trust, especially when human spaceflight and critical infrastructure are involved. Lastly, from launch services to settlement, what colonizing space demands beyond the spectacle of rockets, the book explores what it would actually take to sustain human activity off Earth. It connects launch capability to broader requirements such as habitats, life support, in-space transport, and the economic rationale for persistent operations. The theme of colonization is treated as a multi-decade systems challenge. Reliable access to orbit, high flight rates, resource utilization, and governance structures that can handle safety, ownership, and conflict. The book considers how Mars settlement ambitions differ from cislunar infrastructure strategies, and why each path requires different technologies and business models. It also highlights the gap between inspirational narratives and operational reality, noting that bold timelines can motivate progress, but can also collide with engineering limits and human factors. By widening the lens beyond launch vehicles, the story encourages readers to think in terms of ecosystems and supply chains rather than single missions. In doing so, it frames the private space race as the early phase of a larger transformation, where the challenge is not just reaching space, but building a sustainable human presence there. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want to understand how the contemporary space industry shifted from primarily government-led programs to a competitive arena driven by founders, venture-scale capital, and fast-moving engineering teams. It is especially valuable for technology leaders, entrepreneurs, engineers, and policy-minded readers who want a narrative view of how big vision, organizational culture, and regulatory realities combine to produce results. The benefit to a reader's life is practical as well as inspirational. The story illustrates how long-term goals can be broken into testable steps, how iteration and learning from failure can compound, and how strategy matters when technical challenges are inseparable from markets and politics. It also prompts reflection on risk, responsibility, and the ethics of shaping public futures through private power. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on one company or on historical space programs, this one stands out by framing the rivalry as a dual case study in leadership and industrial change. It offers a broader perspective on why reusability, cadence, and contracts matter, making it a compelling buy for anyone tracking where space is headed next. If you would like to support Will Collier, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.